From Wind and Navigator by Maria Mistriotti, translated from the Greek by Lamprini Batsivali, narrated by Bill Wallach. The epigraph is from the Odyssey. So when we had made fast all the tracking throughout the ship, we sat down and with the wind and the helms, man made straight her course. I have not yet abandoned the myths. I try to write you a few words in the way the effort is made to stitch the bleeding flesh. So I will bring the first word close to the last one, and I will send you this letter as a bitter kiss between our distances. I am writing to you with rather simple words, and I would like to talk to you about those who travel through enigmas, through smokes of very bitter seas, who respond in the nights to the crying of mermaids and search for the other side of things. Night wandering, the Cimmerian wind furiously beats the closed windows. So I would like to talk to you about those, even the few in number, who light the fireplace every evening, fill again with oil the ancient lamp, and tie the old dong in front of the gate. For the navigator who struggles in the ways of waves, who follows reckless routes, who thinks of the time of return, what words can I speak with? My words are wounded by the waves and wind. I hold with the nails the short limits. I paint blurred pictures on our stellar distances. I loved the inky strip of sea, the distant voyages which I imagined, young fishermen who I wanted for a strong navigator, the bustle of the seafront street, which I heard as a bold talk of the comrades, and all those of the little escapes. So I insist on love, which is not the fear for the long journeys of dangers, for the passage from the land of the fabulous Cimmerians. And when the winds stutter the song, and to the cries thousands of Laestrygonians respond, I keep the silence in my veins, and I go ahead.